I have one more question. How do you think that you can make it easier for people to answer very difficult questions on reproductive health? How did you break the taboo for people to be comfortable to talk about the problems and issues with sexual health?
I've been writing over the last 10 years, you know, in this area on the pages of newspaper.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, what I understand is, you know, people have problem and they're a bit shy to, you know, address the problem. But they see an opportunity that this is a medical doctor writing on the pages of newspaper, and we don't know him and he doesn't know us, you know, first to first. It's easy for somebody to hide in the email, in the, you know, SMS to send question. Mm-hmm. And I believe, you know, gradually, you know, over the years, people see you writing, talking, discussing, engaging, and solving problem. And now gradually, people begin to identify that this person has some interest in this area and also want to provide support to us. So over the years now, they begin to relax, you know, and see you as a friend and as a partner in progress, and they open up to talk. So I believe, you know, it's something that is a gradual process that people begin to build trust, you know, with time. Mm-hmm. You see you do some work every week, you know, for years, and they trust you that you mean well to them, and that they can open up to you. And because you are a trained professional, you are going to, they believe you can ensure confidentiality, that you are not going to actually, you know, broker the secret to another person. So to me, this would be one of some of the reasons why they find it very easy to actually ask me questions.